There are plenty of herring in Togiak on the northwest side of Bristol Bay. This year's quota is roughly 80 million pounds. But herring fishermen who come to Togiak from all over the state still have a problem. They target herring for their tiny eggs, which once commanded steep prices in Japan. But now that's not the case.
My name's Bruce Schockler. I live in Kodiak, Alaska. I am a recovering herring fisherman.
Schockler has been fishing in Togiak off and on for more than three decades, but he won't be returning this summer.
The market is so bad that Trident is not going to be buying fish in Togiak this year, and so we're not going.
Trident is one of four companies that buy herring roe and sell it to Japan, the only customer. In the 1990s, that roe could sell for $1,000 a ton. But in 2019, that price was at $75. Fishermen like Schockler say that even at that low price, processors are still losing money on herring.
Every ton that is frozen and shipped off to Japan is a loser. There's no money being made.
Sitka, the state's other major herring fishery, has been struggling as well. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game said this season that the fish were too small to be commercially viable. One reason for the decline of the herring fishery is that roe has become less popular in Japan. There's also the country's buying power. After the profitable 1980s, the Japanese economy crashed, and in the 90s underwent a long recession, becoming the so-called lost decade.
The real estate and stock markets shot up, creating a bubble. But then, suddenly, the bubble burst.
One other event that jolted Japan's roe market was a corporate gift-giving scandal, where bureaucrats were rebuked for accepting favors and expensive items from businesses. Once popular gift packs of high-end herring roe had far fewer buyers.
Maybe the most extreme example I'm aware of how a major Alaska industry could be dependent on an extremely specialized foreign market.
Gunnar Knapp is a retired University of Alaska professor and an expert on fisheries economies. He says the narrow market for herring is a stark contrast to the diverse buyers of other Alaska species.
Lots of other places you can take that where they'd be happy to buy our salmon or halibut or cod, but this was a market that was overwhelmingly dependent on just one buyer for one particular kind of product, and so it's very sensitive to a change.
Togiak seiners still hauled in a record 23,000 tons last year. Robert Hayano has fished there for four decades, and he says the industry has to start thinking about other ways to sell its herring, for example, as bait or food.
If we're going to try to increase the value of that fishery, got to expand it to different, from a single market to multiple markets in a different product form.
Prices for bait can be much higher than for roe, but it costs a lot to transport the fish out of Bristol Bay. Togiak's spawning herring also have lower oil content, so they're less appealing as food or bait. But the market for roe is saturated, according to Hayano and Frank Woods, another Dillingham herring fisherman.
The market can't bear that much product on the market. It couldn't bear the last two or three years of excess fish on the market.
To keep the fishery viable, Woods thinks that fishermen need to start exploring a different approach. But for now, he still plans to fish for roe in the spring. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.